We start out with two. So we just have two scatterers
to start with. And there are waves coming from the left, and the incoming wave vector is K. The waves coming along like this, and the two green squares are our scatterers. Maybe I should have drawn them round, but the waves come in, and when they hit these squares, they send out spherical waves in all directions. And we want to calculate now, we put a detector over in a certain direction, and the waves that have K vector K prime are going towards our detector. And we want to know what the amplitude is of the scattered waves at the detector. So the waves are just plain waves. They're all going parallel up until this point here. I've decided to call this point the origin. This is 0. And the other scatterer is at R. And we can see from the construction that's drawn here that the waves that go to the detector and scatter from the origin travel this extra length, B, while the waves that scatter towards our detector and go towards the and scatter from the other one, the one at R, they go an extra length, A. So the phase difference between these two is A minus B or B minus A, however you want to look at it, but that's the phase difference. If the difference between B and A is a wavelength, you'll have coherent scattering, and they'll act constructively in the detector. And if it's a half wavelength or a one and a half wavelength, something like that, then there'll be destructive interference at the detector. So now calculate this distance A given K and R. So A is R dot K, so here's K, R dot K divided by K. So this is the component of the R vector in the K direction. That's what A is. So it's the component of the R vector. This part is the component in the K direction. And B is the component of the R vector in the K prime direction, which is could be written like this. And then you'll notice I put K in both places. I didn't put K prime here. And that's because we're talking about elastic scattering. And in elastic scattering, the wavelength of the waves that get scattered doesn't change. So they come in with a certain wavelength, a certain frequency, and they scatter, and they have the same wavelength and the same frequency. And most of the scattering that we'll see is elastic scattering. So I'm now restricting myself to elastic scattering in this calculation. Now the path difference is A minus B, and A minus B is then minus R, and then the scalar product of K prime minus K, divided by K. So I just took these two and I combined them together to get this. And the phase shift between the waves traveling along this path and this path is 2 pi times the difference in length divided by lambda. So if these two are, if the difference here is a wavelength, then the phase shift will be 2 pi and it will be constructive interference. But if they're half a wavelength, then the phase shift will be pi and there will be destructive interference. And I take this and I put it in here. And now I have to use the definition that the wavelength is 2 pi over the absolute value of K, like this. And as this stuff cancels out, so the phase shift is going to be minus R times K prime minus K. This is also called delta K. That means that if I look at the amplitude of the detector, it's going to be whatever amplitude comes scattered through zero plus that amplitude being scattered from this other point towards the detector. That amplitude times this phase factor. So this phase factor, if it's the phase difference is pi, then this will be a minus one, I'll get F zero. Minus F0, and the amplitude off of the detector will be 0. If it's 2 pi, then I get e to the I, then it'll be 1 here. would be one when the phase difference is 2 pi, and I'll get f0 plus f0, that'll be 2f0. So this is how we calculate the amplitude, the scattered amplitude at the detector.